My name is Kodak Roiber. I'm a PhD student at the University of Waterloo and also like residency PhD student here at PI. And today I'm gonna talk about my recent work, like effect of non-unital noise on random circuit sampling. And this is a joint work with Bill Pfefferman and Shomik Ghosh from University of Chicago, Michael Glanz from University of Maryland, and Kunal Sharma from IBM Quantum. And in this work, we analyze the task of random circuit sampling in the context of like quantum advantage in like near-term quantum computing. And actually like in near-term regime, like everything of the quantum computation is pretty noisy. So we need to analyze the effect of the noise. But like at the previous analysis of the effect of the noise is pretty restricted to some class of the noise, which is not everything, but like what has happened in the nature. So we need to think about like some other effects, which we call like non-unital noise in the random circuit sampling. So first of all, like let me briefly introduce like the current quantum computers, like maybe you may know already. So like the currently available quantum computers are called like noisy intermediate scale quantum devices. Like sometimes it is also called NISQ devices. These are like near-term quantum computers that have up to 1,000 quantum bits, for example. They're like that do not perform error correction. So by definition, like this other quantum computation using NISQ devices is not, it's pretty noisy. And like, and this is a photo from like at IBM and the currently available quantum device implemented by superconducting qubit. Then the question is, do quantum computers outperform classical computers? Like by using quantum computers, like do we have some kind of advantage of a classical like counterpart? This is the question. And actually like this was analyzed in the context of quantum advantage in NISQ error. And then like actually quantum supremacy is claimed recently. And several research groups demonstrated like experimentally that quantum computers can efficiently perform some task which is called random circuit sampling, and which is expected to be classically heard. And this is a photo from the like at the very first supremacy paper from Google back in 2019. And here, the task we consider is random circuit sampling, and let me briefly explain the setup. And here in the task, there, first of all, like we have many qubits, like which is initialized into the state zero. And then, like we apply many layers of random unitary gates, and each white rectangle in the figure shows the unitary gate, and we only consider like single qubit unitary or like two qubit unitary in the set of considering the like experimental accessibility. But then, like after, then like we apply many layers of these unitary gates, and like at the end, like we have some kind of random state. Then we perform quantum measurement in a computational basis to sample like from the like resulting random quantum state. And then so in summary, like as I note here, like in the task of random circuit sampling, we first construct a random quantum state by using this random circuit. Then like sample from the distribution of the resulting state by quantum measurement in the computational basis. Then like our question is, okay, even though like the quantum supremacy is claimed in the setup of random circuit sampling, have we really achieved quantum advantage in this noisy regime? So first of all, like, and this question is like divided into like several parts, but like first question to ask is like, okay, it is expected to be classically heard, but like, is it actually classically heard? The answer is like, yes, it's noiseless under some mathematical assumption. And actually like we have some kind of classical hardness evidence for noiseless case proven by these previous results. And like this classical hardness was proved under some kind of mathematical reasonable condition. So like we say that, okay, theoretically it should be hard if noiseless. And actually, like more practically, the currently like available quantum algorithms fail to simulate the latest noisy quantum random circuit sampling like demonstration in a reasonable time. So in a sense, like, okay, it is theoretically hard, and then, like, it is practically hard to simulate like even the latest experiment of the like quantum advantage. So okay, like so far so good, but like recall that like in the NISQ regime everything is pretty noisy. So the question to ask is, does the noise matter? If the answer for this question is no, that's pretty good, because noise doesn't matter, and like we have like experimental like advantage of the quantum computation, and it is classically hard. But like unfortunately, the answer to this question is yes. So noise matters a lot. Actually, like the fidelity is low in the experiment, and the like conceptually noise causes the decay of quantum signal as the system size grows. So like noise accumulates in the real setup, and then like this accumulated noise will destroy quantum signal we want to have eventually. So what we want to say is like the effect of noise must be taken care of in the analysis of quantum advantage in the setup. So, and like we would like to tackle this problem of the like how to analyze the effect of the noise in the setup of random circuit sampling. And one takeaway message we want to convey is like in this research, actually, like we showed that in case of realistic noise model, all current techniques we have to analyze quantum advantage experiments with random circuit sampling unfortunately fail. That's too bad. That seems like kind of negative result, but like I'd like to emphasize that like in this research, like we kind of like expressly like investigate the gap between what we currently have and what we really want to achieve. And in this sense, like I'd like to say though, like we need to have new techniques to discuss the quantum advantage in this noisy regime of NISQ error. Okay, so let me explain our main results. And for this purpose, like let me introduce like our noise model in this quantum advantage experiment using random circuit sampling. So, okay, like in the circuit sampling, how do we model noise? And let me explain the conventional approach first. Conventionally, the noise in the experiment was characterized by the depolarizing noise, where the definition is shown here. Like, the depolarizing noise is intuitively the noise maps the given state to the completely mixed state with probability P, and with the rest of the probability, like the state will be kept as it is. So in a sense, like with probability P, the quantum signal will totally destroy in the setup. This noise explains the real hardware noise to some extent, because like some noise introduces the randomness in the state, which is represented by this like mathematical equation. And like what is good is like this noise is mathematically tractable to analyze. Then in the context of random circuit sampling, so this is a figure, and like we have the initial state or zero state, and we have many layers of unitary gates represented by white rectangles. But like after each layer of unitary gates, we have the layer represented by red dots. And this red dot represents the this depolarizing noise. So after like we apply the layer of unitary gate, like we have depolarizing noise And we have a unitary, we have deep rising nodes, we have a unitary deep rising nodes there. We kind of like repeat this process. And at the end, we have some noisy like resulting state. And by applying quantum measurement, we sample from this resulting state.
So
yes.
Can you fix the locations of the gates?
Yes, it may matter, but like, so, like, you mean like you want to have like a deep rising noise like before the gate or something, for example?
I mean, like, if you fix the location of the gates, you have random entering gates.
Yeah.
If you also allow for the locations of the gates to change, does it matter for the sampling problem?
Not really, actually, yeah. So like the, like maybe like the details will be changed a little, but like conceptually it doesn't matter. Thanks for the question. So okay, like in the setup, like the what happens under this deep rising noise model of the random circuit sampling, to see this effect, like I first explained the effect of the deep rising noise intuitively. So by definition, like, so deep rising noise introduces the maximally mixed state to the like input given state. So it increases entropy. So like it introduces some random components. So like it increases entropy, and the output distribution eventually converges to the flat distribution. So which is easy to sample from. So in a sense, like if we have like many layers of depolarizing noise, then like eventually the resulting state should be close to the flat distribution. So in a sense, like if the circuit is deep enough, then like classical sampling should be easy because like the resulting state is pretty close to uniform. Actually, like this observation was formally proven in the previous work. So for example, like at super logarithmic depth, the classical sampling is pretty easy because like classically sampling from the uniform distribution suffices in these cases. And actually, remarkably, this observation, this result was extended to the shallower depth circuit too in 2022. Actually, like the classical simulation of noisy random circuit sampling at a logarithmic depth is already easy. So that's not good in some sense, because like if the noise is characterized by this depolarizing noise, then we don't have quantum advantage anymore in this noise, in this depth regime. But okay, like the question we have is like, is the noise model realistic? Okay, like depolarizing noise is good, like the hardware has depolarizing noise, but like is it everything it has? So yeah, depolarizing noise describes the noise component increasing entropy, so introducing more flatness. Like, okay, like many computers has that kind of noise introducing randomness. And actually, like mathematically, this type of noise is called the unital noise. And mathematically, like the unital noise is a noise maps like maximally mixed state to the maximally mixed state. But like there are many many other types of noise in the setup of NISQ devices. Like we have the relaxation of like T1 decay error and like the readout error and so on. That may decrease entropy. So that may introduce some bias to the state and like decrease entropy. So in a sense, like this type of error like tends to less flatness. And we, like mathematically, like this noise is called non-unital noise. In like real hardware should have both components. So in realistic noise model, like there's a fight between these two noises, like unital noise and non-unital noise. And which wins the fight, this is the main question. Then in this work, like we showed that non-unital noise appears to be winning the fight. Like fight between the like more flatness and the less flatness. Okay, like now I will go to the main results. And then like but like first of all, like let me like briefly explain the example of non-unital noise here. Like what we mainly consider here is amplitude damping noise. Like this is a well-known non-unital noise. So the noise works as follows. Like if here's like the Stan Spring representation of the amplitude damping noise. And if the input state is zero, oh, and like, so here S is the target state and E is the environment. S is the target system and E is the environment system. If the input is zero state, then like this noise does not do anything. But like if the input is one state, with probability 1 minus q, then like it does not do anything. But like with probability q, the state 1 will be mapped to state 0. So like this noise introduces the bias toward the state 0. And this is considered to model T1 decay noise. And in this paper, like we mainly focus on this amplitude damping, but like we actually analyze the more general non-unital noise as well. So here is the our noise model. So like similarly, like we have many layers of random unitary gates. And after the layer, we have the like noise layer. But like here noise layer, we not only have the like red dot, the depolarizing noise, we also have the blue dot, which is amplitude damping noise. So instead of like only thinking about the depolarizing noise, we consider the combination of depolarizing noise and amplitude damping noise here. Then, oh, actually, like some of you may wonder like if the order of the red dot and the blue dot matters or not, but like actually we showed that it doesn't matter in this work.
Does this suggest to model all possible noises?
Did it relate to
these two?
Oh yeah, like actually we showed the like the what we have actually like in the paper like we showed that yeah like any type of noise but analysis can be extended to the any type of noise actually. And yeah, but like for the like intuitive understanding, like we, yeah, like show our noise model like this. It's just a combination of like the depolarizing noise and the like amplitude damping noise. And here, like our results inform our sounds that we show that in such noise model of the combination of the depolarizing noise and amplitude damping noise, the noisy random circuits like never become too flat. Like in more detail, like we show like at any depth with any strength of the amplitude damping noise and the depolarizing noise, we have the lack of the flatness of the quantum state, which is good and bad, because like in the depolarizing noise case, since the state is really flat, so the sampling was easy. So, but like in this case, we no longer have that kind of flatness. So we no longer that the analysis from the depolarizing noise cannot be like applied to like our noise model like any longer. And then like what is bad is actually like the hardness of classical sampling in the noiseless case also uses the property of the flatness in some sense. So we don't have hardness result anymore as well. So all known results for easiness and hardness of random circuit sampling are no longer valid in this noise model, because like they all rely on this like the useful property of the flatness. So the consequences is we do not understand the power of noisy random circuit sampling and we really need new techniques to understand the realistic quantum advantage. And then I'm just a bit running out of time, so let me briefly explain the technical details. So I said at the flatness and the flatness, but what is this flatness property mathematically? Here's a formal statement. Mathematically, this concept of flatness is called anti-concentration. Defined like this, here's the equation. So formally, for all x, the probability where the probability corresponding to x is larger than alpha over 2 to the power of n must be larger than beta for some constant alpha and beta, which means the output probabilities of most bit strings in this most bit strings are sufficiently large. For example, if the output distribution is flat distribution, uniform distribution, the px is 1 over 2 to the power of n for all x. So by taking alpha and beta equal to 1, the kind of uniform distribution satisfies this anti-concentration property. So similarly, if the output distribution is close enough to the flat distribution, that distribution should satisfy this condition. So former statement we have is noisy random circuits with amplitude damping noise and depolarizing noise will never be anti-concentrate. Mathematically, it's a bit complicated, but mathematically we show this. What we show intuitively is for any x where the Hamming weight of x is at least n over 2, then for that the probability corresponding to such high Hamming weight string is pretty small, which means the distribution is not flat, it is pretty concentrated. And here's proof techniques. Actually, our proof is a bit complicated, but let me highlight the main proof technique. The key ingredient is Chebyshev's inequality, well-known statistical inequality. And I used this bound, so we would like to compute the first moment of a px and the second moment of a px to directly apply this Chebyshev's inequality, where random variable x is now px in your setup. Then our technical contribution is the computation of the first moment and second moment in this work, and please see our paper for the details. But key ideas in our proof technique is we separate out the last layer of noise. In the analysis, last layer of noise is pretty annoying. But here, if we write the noisy circuit as C, then we can write the noisy circuit as the last layer of noise and the circuit where the last layer is noiseless. Then the probability px can be written as previously at a trace at the knob x state and the resulting state. But now we separate the noise channel n, and using the adjoint of the noise channel, now it is at a trace knob this component, the red component, and the resulting state where the last layer is noiseless. And when last layer is noiseless, the analysis of C prime is more tractable, and this red component is directly computable. So by using this technique, we obtain our result of the lack of anti-concentration. Now the summary and conclusion. So conclusion is we showed that under a realistic noise model of depolarizing plus amplitude damping, noisy random circuits never anti-concentrate. That is pretty bad, because at the previous analysis, all previous analysis relied on this property of anti-concentration. So we don't know how powerful noisy random circuit sampling is in the context of quantum advantage. We need new techniques to analyze it. And in particular, like the question of classical sampling, is classical sampling easy in the presence of amplitude damping? This is a pretty important open question. Then what's next is, okay, we'd like to show that even with the presence of the amplitude damping, maybe like the classical sampling is hard, we would like to show this statement. Or in some realistic regime of the finite size circuit, maybe the sampling is easy for some noise parameter. So yeah, like currently available quantum, like classical algorithm cannot simulate the latest demonstration, but like maybe like they're just in the like at the Goldilocks zone, so that like we cannot simulate in like reasonable human time. So this is a conclusion of this talk, and thank you for listening, and I'd like to take your questions. Thanks. Like, so it is like still experimentally like stating whether the probability distribution is anti-concentrated or not is still hard because like everything is too noisy, but like, yeah. Like at least like as a theoretical like result, like we'd like to have if the resulting distribution should be anti-concentrated or not, or something like through this analysis. And yeah, like currently, like basically, like we do not know anything about the realistic noise model, and like more techniques and analysis will be needed to know more. Yeah, what we just know is like the circuit will be concentrated in some sense. So maybe like it will be good to see, yeah, if the distribution is concentrated in our sense, like experimentally or not.
Hey, I've got a question.
Yes.
Oh, can I ask? I'm on Zoom. Is that?
Oh yes.
You
yes.
Can you can hear me?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So this is, thank you for the talk. It was really interesting. I was just curious. I know at the very beginning you mentioned that someone you're working with is at IBM. I was just kind of curious about that sort of program. Are you sponsored by IBM, like with your PhD, or are you just in collaboration with someone who's working there?
Oh, yeah, like this is just a collaboration, so like I was not in like any program of IBM Quantum or something. So yeah. I just like started this collaboration with like people in UChicago, and then like the collaboration was expanded to like at Maryland and IBM Quantum.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
And can you say anything else about classical simulation of circuits?
So classical simulation of circuits. So, okay, we already know like with the presence of depolarizing noise, then like it will be easy. And then actually like the recently, like the classical simulation results by Inchon from like Inchon Liu in University of Waterloo, he showed that the peaked circuit, the sampling from the peaked peaked distribution is classically simulable. Like their criterion for the peaked is maybe like too strong in this setup, and like in order to apply their result in this case, their noise parameter Q should be 1 minus 1 over log n or something. which is pretty strong noise and not constant. So we know that like if like the noise parameter Q is large in this sense, then like it is classically simulable. But like beyond that, we don't have much result at this point.
And is this for non-English noise?
Oh yeah, yeah. For this like this parameter is like amplitude damping parameter. Yeah. And then like what we expect is if noise parameter of amplitude damping noise is 1/n or 1/ polynomial. So like if the noise is pretty small, then like it should be classically hard, like probably hard. This is like a natural guess from the like noiseless result. So yeah, currently like we'd like to work on this noise regime as a future direction.
So you think even at polynomial doesn't even have to be exponential in it?
Good question. Like, but like, if we can show like, and with this, if Q is 1/n, classically hard, then like, maybe exponential case also like it is classically hard because like, exponential case like the noise is smaller, so yeah, close to the noiseless case, like yeah. Yeah, but like question is like what the factor is, maybe like n or exponential n or maybe log n. So we are still seeking what is the like the best direction to seek. Thanks.
Yeah, just thank you once more.
Thanks.